brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello, and welcome everyone to another suds segment where we're kind of like E.F. Hutton. When we drink, people listen.
Do they really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
I stopped just listening already.
Can you just let me have my moment?
I'm sorry.
She wanted to feel important for once.
I feel impotent.
We know that's not true.
Okay, well, maybe they don't listen. But you know what? It doesn't matter. We're still going to drink. I mean,
okay,
you know?
Yeah, true.
And we may even drink together.
You lost me possible. And then you brought me back.
It was okay. Cool. All right.
It's on a journey.
Well, I'm one of your hosts, Godel Gal Juliana. And joining me today at the table is Godel Boy Barker.
Hey, folks. Not a smoke segment here, but, you know, I'm here.
That's right.
He cross
pollinates.
Yeah, he cross pollinates on many platforms.
Mm.
Yeah. I got arrested for cross pollinating on a platform one time. Yeah. It's been expunged.
They have to catch me.
Can't do that on public property in Tennessee.
It's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, I like it. Reverend Mark, hello and greetings.
Good to be here. Drinking beer instead of communion wine, but you know.
Well, we thought we'd change it up for you a little.
Yep.
Good old boy Sparky. Hello.
Hi. You know what tomorrow is?
What's tomorrow?
It's October. Sunday? You know how hot it is? Almost 90 degrees.
Yeah. Oh. I know.
I can't PSL in this weather. I can't. I won't. I'm done.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, how am I supposed to follow that? You know?
I don't know.
Sparky's too good.
Yeah, so he is.
I'll just say hi.
Nobody has ever said that ever in history.
Well, today's episode is the start of a bad joke. Two blind guys walk into a liquor store. Well, Cuddle Boy Dave, why don't you just tell the rest?
Okay, so recently my nephew turned 21.
Congratulations.
Whoa, Austin.
Yeah, baby.
Easy. So,
but isn't the legal drinking age in Louisiana like 13?
No, that's the marriage age.
Yeah, that's the marriage. Drinking is 12.
Yeah. Only if it's your sister. Anyway, so for some crazy reason, they enjoy fishing. So my brothers and my nephew made me go fishing in Louisiana. And so like I do, anytime Julianne and I go out of town or I go, I try to go find local beer and bring back to share with the good old boys.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Or just drink myself. But anyways, so my older brother doesn't drink, and he and I both have really bad eyesight. So that's sort of the setup for the joke. So apparently in southern Louisiana, they don't enjoy a lot of craft beer, or a lot of people don't, but they do enjoy liquor a lot. Like even the Walmart has this long liquor aisle that everything is encased in glass.
Because they can distill it out of swamp water.
That's true. That's right.
That's a good point.
Keep you from getting the heebie-jeebies.
Is that kind of like having local honey?
Yeah.
It's, pretty much. Yeah. It's the best they got.
Except it includes dysentery.
It won't, but it won't kill you.
It's an adventure.
Yeah. That's right.
It's like a diet plan. But anyway, so
forget Ozempic. We got dysentery.
My older brother, who doesn't drink, was like, oh man, there's a store right down the road that's got a ton of beer. I was like, oh, okay, dude. Because I was looking around on Google trying to find a good beer store. Couldn't find anything. He's like, no, they got a ton of beer. So, well, they had a ton of Miller Lite and a lot of Coors Light, you know. And I was like, well,
what else do you need?
I don't know if I need that for the show. You know, that's good fishing beer. Miller Lite's good fishing beer. So they had one little section of the cooler and like two of the three shelves. Like the top part was all hard seltzers and stuff, and then there was a couple of shelves, and like half of one of those shelves was a Beta, which you can get here. So I was like, I'm not buying a Beta.
Sure.
But then I was able to find six of what I thought were beers, but as it turns out, I found five beers and one other thing. So
anything beats that orange juice from last time.
That's true. And I knew we were really in trouble when the guy who was working at the store came shuffling over, and I was like, hey man, what kind of local beers you got and what do you recommend? He's like, I'm not really into beer, you know, I'm more into liquor. I was like, yeah, you and the rest of the freaking population. So we did our best. So we were like staring real close at the cans and labels, trying to read it all. And so you get what you get. And that's what we're going to try today.
Well, we're getting it. That's for sure.
That's right.
We're getting something.
You're getting something.
Yeah. Okay. Reverend Mark, why don't you give us today's lineup?
Be glad to. The random Louisiana beers we'll be tasting today are from Parish Brewing in Broussard, Louisiana. I love it when they brew out of parishes. I know I do that.
Right?
There you go. Right.
Maybe that's why Dave brought it back.
It's holy beer. Does that make it Trappist?
Yeah. Depends on what you got in your trap.
Whoa.
Oh.
Mostly alligators.
So from the Parish Brewing Company, we are going to start out with Dr. Juice Hazy IPA.
Nice.
Woo-hoo. Dr. Jews? Oh, no, that's me. That's me. Dr. Sorry. Jews. Sorry.
That's correct.
Shalom, everybody. Shalom. It's Sukkot. We're okay.
It's Sukkot.
We're not going to get kicked off.
Yeah, he's right. Allowed to say that.
Yes, I am.
I didn't say that. So then we will move on to Revy Coffee Stout.
It's Rev.
Just like myself. Yeah,
it's
Rev.
French for dream.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. See? We just got fancy today. My.
Three pinkies are up.
All right. And then from Gnarly Brewing,
Gnarly
Barley Brewing in Hammond, Louisiana, we're going to be experiencing the Catahoula Common, California Common.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
This is being brought to you by the Department of Redundancy Department.
California beer out of Louisiana.
Sure. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty common.
Can we pour one out for Anchor?
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Way to bring the mood down,
Sparky. Wow. Thanks, Sparky.
Yeah, I'm
first
here.
First, the Dr. Jew's joke.
Debbie Downer.
Crap, I wasn't supposed to say it.
No, you're not. You're flagged, my friend.
And then after we go from the common, we will be experiencing the Corova Milk Porter. Wasn't that on Stanley Kubrick's Slaughterhouse? I mean, anyway.
Oh, that was a Cordova.
Cordova, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Barker's been around.
Yeah. Then from the Port Orleans Brewing in New Orleans, we will have the Dorada Pale Ale. And
pale
last,
lager.
Did I say lager? Oh,
you good. Said ale.
You're fine. You're fine. It's all good.
Sorry, I just.
He got excited.
It just means they.
I got excited.
Aged it in the swamp.
And then from the Urban South Brewery in New Orleans, will be Juvie Juice Hard Iced Tea.
Yeah. So in my defense, I thought it said Juicy Juice when I bought it. I was like, oh, this is probably a hazy IPA. But no, Juvie Juice.
Does that mean it's made in juvenile detention?
Yes. Yeah. It's like that Pruno that they make in jail, but it's made in juvenile.
Toilet wine. Yeah. The finest.
So no minors were harmed in the making of Juvie Juice.
Well, you can't. We're not going to say that, but I mean, we hope.
However.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
No minors were harmed in our presence.
Yes. No, true. In our presence.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend Mark. That was... beautiful.
Almost.
Flawless.
Super flawless. Okay. Good boy Sparky. Would you mind giving us the suds ratings in any voice you would like?
We will be discussing and rating these beers with the suds. Reminds me of when I was living in the Delta. I guarantee.
That's it.
Guarantee.
That is all I've got. I can't.
That was great.
I'm sorry, Louisiana. I know you're not technically a part of this country and something about France, but I'm really sorry. Please don't declare war on me.
I felt like I was watching that Justin Wilson on a PBS for just a second. Yeah.
And some onions. Yeah. Onions.
All right. I'm going to fire myself now. Here are... Our suds ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Okay, let's get to the fun. I mean, ooh-wee. The beer. Yeah, okay. So, the first brewery we are going to go to is Parish Brewing in Broussard. They, just a little background, they started, in 2003, the founder was living in Louisiana. He moved to Pittsburgh for a few years, found a beer scene, then came back to Louisiana and was like, hey, we don't have a beer scene. Let's get a beer scene. Let's create a beer scene. So they started brewing there in Broussard, Louisiana. They started off as tiny and now they're bigger. Okay.
That's like everybody.
Right? Like,
literally.
That's what she said.
Every person.
Well, I just thought you would like that. Okay.
We did.
So the Dr. Juice Hazy IPA, 6% ABV. It's a highly crushable juice bomb. Dry hop with a blend of their favorite hops from Yakima Valley. It is sneaky good considering it clocks in at 6%.
Mm.
So a little bit of passion fruit, papaya, blood orange, and juicy juice.
It's going to move you.
It's going to move you.
Yeah.
You're definitely getting all the tropical fruit flavors right up.
Oh, yeah. Even on the nose.
Even on the nose, yeah.
It's got a nice bitter finish on the back end, though.
That's what she said.
Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So, two blind guys going to a liquor store.
In Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
Yeah.
And what comes out? Well, this first beer comes out.
Dr. Juice.
Dr. Juice from Parish Brewery in Broussard, Louisiana.
Mm. You done good.
Yeah. It's 100%
this
juice.
This is a very tasty, hazy IPA.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hate it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
If hey,
that's a glowing it. And... Yeah.
That
yeah.
is a glowing recommendation.
Does not suck.
Yeah. I mean, like, it doesn't have a super bitter finish. Which is good. Would I say this is like completely New England-y?
No.
But a Louisiana New England-y? Sure.
Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Anymore that New England has the actual license on hazy IPAs.
Yeah, it is propagated.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
They're even out on the West Coast, so you know.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So yeah. What is even the West Coast anymore?
Well, yeah. So this is a South Coast IPA.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Just thinks when the West Coast falls into the ocean, when Nevada will be the new West
that's
Coast.
That's right.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah,
so that's pray for point. That every day.
Yeah.
I hope
it gets up into the Oregon area before.
Yeah, true.
I think that, you know, it's not too boozy either. Like that's a lot of times when I have some of these juice bombs, it's just... You know,
yeah, they're like 8%.
Yeah, and I stopped feeling my molars after like the third or fourth sip. You know?
I think it's crushable.
Right.
It is.
100%. That's the word.
Yeah.
I would put it up with the all day.
I would like to
I like that it's in a 12-ounce can, too, because a lot of times they put them in those tall boys, and it's just, and too, you just can't, it's too much.
Yeah,
it is. But I could shotgun that and be just fine.
Maybe a yard mowing beer?
If I had had that when I was fishing instead of Miller Lite, probably would have been better.
You would have caught some stuff.
You would have been drunker.
You might have.
Yes. Probably would have caught heat stroke.
As long as you're drinking it from the can and not an opener.
And as long as you're upstream.
Yeah, that's huge. It's a big thing.
It's fair. Yeah. Okay. Very fair.
Yeah, that was delicious.
Yeah, not a good way to start.
All right.
Okay. So we are going to rate the Dr. Juice from Parrish Brewing Company a 4.
Yay.
All right, now for something completely different.
Those are always my favorite segments in Monty the Python.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It just pans into like a war scene, and then it's John Cleese in a nighty on a desk.
On a desk in the middle of the woods.
How did... Which, sure, let's go. Sure.
Love me some pythons. Okay, so let's go to the Rev Coffee Stout. This one is 6.8% ABV. Silky smooth coffee stout created with estate beans from Colombia and Java. Their friends and coffee gods at Rev have finished them to a full city roast to highlight the true character of the beans. There you go.
I haven't tasted it yet, but the nose is just coffee for days.
This is. It's like a cold brew. It's like, kind of like
And you get like a little creaminess too. Right.
Yeah, there's definitely creaminess on the nose, which is wild.
I kind of feel like this one doesn't know whether it wants to be a coffee or a beer.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right. It's a nice coffee.
The body feels a little thin for me. That's the only part.
This isn't a stout.
It's got a little powdery mouth coat to it.
It's kind of drying you out a little bit.
What's the ABV on this? Oh, 6.8. Okay.
Yeah, a little tannic, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, you know, maybe I've just gotten broken from drinking so many, like, barrel-aged coffee stouts for so many years that like, when I come back to, like, an actual coffee stout, it's like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah, like, if your lips aren't all sticky and, like...
Right? There's maple syrup running down your face and something wrong, this is interesting. It's got a much lighter body than I would have expected.
If I don't feel like I'm drinking cake batter, I'm not sure it's a stout anymore.
I was going to say, it almost feels like a porter. And like, it has a mouth finish and taste of like a porter for me.
Right.
It's weird though, because like the slick on the tongueness I get from, you know, those heavier stouts with milk sugars in them, but yet I don't get the mouth feel.
I'm letting it warm up a little bit, and it's definitely becoming sweeter as it...
That little bit of that Tootsie Roll kind of chocolate is coming out a little bit.
It's not lingering like a stout would.
Right. Yeah, stouts are supposed to be very dry.
Yeah, they linger. Get that mouth coat to them, and then you're just like...
If they had called this a coffee porter, would that make more sense?
I think that would make more sense to me.
A coffee robust porter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, did I say something smart?
No.
You did.
No.
Did you get the points?
Dang. Fooled again.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's just probably not what I've would have expected. But yeah, I think a coffee porter would have been a better way to call this.
That's how you got to drink this, because it's like coffee.
But like aroma,
like your cupping
aroma alone, I would like.
Well, did anyone go to the cupping?
Oh, Julian.
I didn't get to. I would have loved to.
We cupped.
I was going to go, but.
That was fun.
Too tired.
I mean, really? I got to admit, it was fun. I learned a lot.
I'm going to say, if you're going to get cupped, good old boy Mike.
There's
a perfect cupper.
Yeah, I just don't know how I feel about the situation.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair. That's totally fair.
I think we see him enough in our episodes. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, so. If we said it was a porter instead of a stout, would it be a good porter? Would this be a, you know what I mean? Does it check all the boxes?
I mean, I think it's
good either
way. Or
is it a little too sweet to be a porter?
I think it's too sweet to be a porter, and I'd like a drier. I think is really kind of my hang up with the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't hate it, but my mouth was just more confused about it.
I think like you better like coffee or you know, even if you like dark
coffee.
Beers.
But see, I'm like a purist when it comes to coffee, though. I drink coffee black, nothing in it.
Same. Just,
you know, as close as original as you can go.
Yeah.
And this is just the sugars in that. just take that coffee and push it down a little, makes it too sweet.
Yeah, but I think the problem is that we've really, like, over the years, like, you think of the original coffee stouts and porters, now we're in this, like, hellscape of, like, all these adjunct additives. People want to, like, get the beetus from one sip, you know? Like, that's where we are, unfortunately, and I hate that crap.
Lactose.
Yeah, lactose for days.
I will say one of my favorite beers is a s'mores beer.
It accomplishes a purpose.
From Pipe Works out of Chicago.
Yeah, sure.
They have one called S'more Money, S'more Problems.
Yeah.
I had an 8-year vertical of it.
And I'm glad you're still with us.
Yeah. I had it at the house. I just traded it for some bourbon, though.
I think you might have won that one.
I won. Yeah.
I don't know, like, what an 8-year-old marshmallow.
Oh, fantastic, I'm sure.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
burnt marshmallow, maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This also, as a stout, to me, registers on my palate more like an export stout,
which are
a little sweeter.
I can see the bitter side. Mm.
So, but it still has too much of a semi-sweet aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to let some get room temp, and then I'll try it again.
Yeah, okay. Come back to it in a second.
Yeah, that's fair. You want to rate it later then?
Or? No, let's go ahead and rate it now. We can come back to it and see if it changes.
Cool. So the Rev Coffee Stout from Parish Brewing, we are going to rate a 3. Okay, now let's move to Hammond, Louisiana, and let's talk about Gnarly Barley for a minute. This brewery began in a cramped garage surrounded by two fat cats and a half pipe.
What pipe?
What kind of pipe?
Two fat cats and a half pipe.
Oh, okay. I thought you said a crack
so,
pipe.
So, no.
I was thinking hash pipe, but...
So, Zach and Kara, Karamonta, started the Gnarly Barley, and... Zach is a skateboarder.
Yeah. I thought you meant he rented a room.
He boards a room.
Yeah. No, he's a boarder. And you can tell from their website that they are very, like, I feel like California skateboarding kind of vibe thing going on.
How did they end up in Louisiana?
They went there for a skate competition.
And never came back.
Turns out it was a surfing competition. Yeah.
Probably.
Read the rules wrong.
Swamp surfing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's that. And Gnarly Barley was recently named the 2023 Louis Award for the Louis Award winner for Louisiana Attraction of the Year. Now, the first beer that we're going to talk about from them is the Catahoula California Common. Coming in at 5% ABV, woohoo, it isn't quite so common. Light-colored, refreshing lager with the bite of an ale, medium body, slight fruitiness from the atypical fermentation.
Yeah, now I know historically, going back to Anchor, that the Common is really a hybrid. I mean, it's not a lager. It is an ale that is fermented at low ambient.
Yeah, that's right.
So technically, it's not a lager. But they could have lagered it. I'm not saying they didn't lager it.
Sure.
I would think lagers would be a little more malty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this, the California Common, like, this is very light for California Common.
Yeah,
it should be for sure more amber, copper, and color. Yep. And to Barger's point, this style is usually a little more malt forward, more caramelly. So,
I just tasted this.
It tastes like
Am I getting like Kolsch vibes or something like that?
Interesting,
something like that.
Well, very similar.
Yeah, they're pretty close. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if they called it a Catahoula Kolsch, I could probably get down.
I'd be all right
it.
With that.
But
that's closer than a common to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then again, we're like purists when it comes to California commons, and
they're gonna call it that though.
Yeah. I gotcha.
You know, now if they
don't have one of these on our list, let's just call it that.
I think of the old steam beer.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. It's the iconic. You know, well, it was. that's what you associate the style with.
So they have listed here that this is 2-row Crystal 15 and Carapils, and then hop with Cascade.
Oh.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some stuff. I noticed on the nose before I even tried it, there were some interesting estuary kind of things going on in there that I wasn't really expecting, but
that you wouldn't get with a lager.
Yes, right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Which like, that was giving me this kind of Kolsch kind of feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's delicious. I mean,
think it's too bright to be a common.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. However, if I'm in Louisiana and in like the dead heat of Louisiana, which is pretty much all year.
This would be a good swamp survival beer.
Right? I mean, this is what you need.
Well, I guess you have to break it out into two things. Like, does it taste good and do you like it? It would be the first thing.
Sure.
And then, is it the style?
Correct.
And so, is it the style? Not if they're calling it a California common. If they're going to call it that, no, you missed the mark.
Sure.
Did you make a good beer?
Yeah, I
think so.
For sure.
Yeah, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times, let's be real, man, a lot of breweries, everybody's, you know, at this point, searching for something that's approachable, right? And great entry. And that's what this is, right? I mean, if they're not making lagers and they don't have the capacity to do it, this is what they're doing instead, right?
Whatever
you want to call it.
Call it a Catahoula Kolsch.
Don't say it too fast.
Drop your fermentation temperature, maybe 10, 15 degrees and be done with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that with the previous brewery, Parish, and this one, they're really into Berliner Weisses in Louisiana, too.
Interesting.
Parish had a handful of them.
Really?
And French or into Germans?
And just going and just, you know, browsing through the website for Gnarly, they do, too. So I find that interesting.
Huh. That is really interesting. You know, I mean, I love Berliner Weisses. I mean, that's one of my favorites, but...
Yeah, they have quite a few...
It's great for the environment. I mean, great for the being down there.
Great for the environment.
What I'm saying, like, you know,
served with a little Woodruff.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I brought my own syrup.
Yeah. Yeah. You prefer Woodruff or raspberry?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, anyways, okay. So let's rate the Catahoula Common American Lager. We're gonna rate that one a 3.
Yeah.
From Gnarly Barley. Okay. I think it's story time.
Oh my goodness.
Tell us a story, Uncle Sparky.
Yes.
All right, guys. I got a little story for you that happened here in Tennessee in this wonderful town called Millersville. And the headline is, husband of political rival to Millersville mayor Tommy Long registers company with state named F.U. Tommy Long, LLC. Dumpster bearing the name of the company has been placed directly beside the mayor's home.
That's
awesome. Just a double down, right, guys? All right.
Wow.
So, each time Nashville Mayor Tommy Long and his wife Martha leave their Millerville home, the view is of a row of abbreviates on one side of a dumpster on the other. Written in bold white letters on the side of the dumpster is F.U. Tommy Long, LLC.
It's ruined our lives, Martha Long said. Everybody is outraged about it.
That is her exact voice, by the way.
The dumpster first showed up in the middle of town, but was moved last week onto the property directly next door to Long's, in which a new construction is underway. It's the LLC at the end of the name that Tommy Long said is ridiculous. A search of the Tennessee Secretary of State's website shows that, by the way, he's a fantastic DUI guy, our Secretary of State, and got away with it on his way back out of Bonnaroo. Indeed, a new company was created on May 23rd, 2023, named F.U. Tommy Long. In the documents sent to the district attorney and detailed in a statement read during the comment period on August 14th to Sumner County officials, Long detailed why he believes Christina Templet broke election laws. Long contends that when Christina Templet ran for commissioner in 2020, she didn't live at the address she listed on her nomination petition. According to Christina Temple's petition form, she lived at 7711 Ruby Lane, which is within the city limits of Millersville. WSMV4 investigates, then came to Millerville City Commission meeting and spoke to Christina Templet outside. Do you believe you broke election laws? Am I in a different story?
No.
Okay. Wow. As WSMV4 investigates, Oh, no, I did not, Templet said.
That's exactly how she
Can you offer proof to the contrary? Her name is Karen, actually. Asked WSMV4 Investigates, can you explain why? I have 5 minutes to get into the meeting, Templet said. WSMV4 Investigates reached out to Lori Anthony, Administrator of Elections in Sumner County, asking if they had determined if Christina Templet violated election laws. And an email to WSMV Investigates actually wrote in part, we worked with the state election office regarding this matter to ensure compliance with statute, and the response was that they do not determine the nature of residency. I understand from Ms. Templet that she and her husband were constructing a new home at the time, and they were living in a camper behind the property, in a van down by the river.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Christina Templet said she and her husband will speak to WSMV for Investigates in the future if an attorney allowed them to do so. But I feel like it's important for voters to hear from you. Oh, sorry. But I feel like it's important for the voters to hear from you about whether or not this dumpster is simply political retaliation, the said WSMV for Investigates.
You'll have to talk to my husband about that. I don't own the dumpster, Christina Templet said.
WSMV4 Investigates did ask Winston Templet about his ownership of the company and the dumpster, but he replied, I got nothing to say, boss. So we asked Christina Templet about the name of her husband's new company.
My husband is a taxpayer in Millersville and has not done anything wrong, she said.
Do you think it's offensive? Asked WSMV4.
I guess it's what you think FU stands for, Teresa Temple said.
Like Florida University.
I mean, come on. Right? Everybody knows what FU stands for, WSMV Investigates said.
Well, let's think about it. What could FU stand for?
Honestly, it doesn't matter what I say. People are going to be happy with what I said, and others are going to be happy.
Whatever conflicts exist between them, Long said the dumpster is simply going too far.
No, I'm not going to put up a fence, but hopefully God will pull on their heartstrings and remove it, Long said.
Oh, gosh.
And that's the way it goes,
we'll be
friends.
Back in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
That was a weird statement.
So, two blind guys. Go to a liquor store.
In Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
Rural.
Just like two
in the
blind guys,
rural.
One ball.
Yeah.
Louisiana. Near Slidell, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And that is what our episode is.
Yeah.
But right before the break, we had a very entertaining political story time from Sparky.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate the long game there. You register a company to mess with a political rival and then put it on a giant dumpster outside of their house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes this the greatest country on earth.
I think so.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Because there's no meaning or agenda with that at all.
No. I mean,
it was purely coincidental from what I understand.
Now, if he loses and doesn't set it on fire.
Yeah.
That's true.
Have an issue.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
True.
I actually once set a dumpster on fire accidentally in Green Hills.
Accidentally.
I think the statute of limitations has probably run out by now.
Yep.
I'll save that story for another time.
Sure.
Wow. I like it. Okay.
I did make a dumpster fire accidentally.
Funny, I deal with them all the time, but
you're welcome.
Okay, so let's get on to another beer. This one is, we're still in Gnarly Barley Land. And this one is interesting. It's called the Corova Milk Porter. Okay.
6.2% ABV. However, this is a Baltic oatmeal milk porter.
It makes no sense.
It should have added like six more ingredients to the name.
Okay, so this is going to change the way you think about porters and dark beer in general. From its sweet coffee and chocolate flavor to its silky smooth finish, this is one unique brew. So sit back and enjoy her sultry sweet side.
And they actually have a peanut butter version of this.
They do, yes. So this is two-row Munich, brown and caramel malts, chocolate malts, Crystal 30, oats, flaked barley, and Columbus hops.
Well, the ABV is a little low to be calling it a Baltic porter.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess the silkiness is going to get us from the oatmeal, but let's find out what's going on.
I think it's a little too bitter to be a porter.
Yep.
I'm just still on the nose right now, and lots of chocolate and a little bit of coffee for days.
Sure, sure, right? I mean,
it's not a bad beer.
It definitely tastes like an oatmeal something.
It almost tastes like it has carbonation, like too much carbonation in it.
Mm. Let's see what this does when it warms up a second.
I don't know, man. I think it's okay. I don't think it's great.
I'm just confused.
Like, the range of emotions on your face has been... I've been on a journey, Juliana, and I'm sorry that we're on radio because I feel like the rest of America should have been on that journey with us. We went through all the whatever the stages of grief, acceptance, anger.
Yeah.
Bargaining.
Okay, so
there's some bargaining in there. Thank you. Denial. It's not just river in Egypt. It's real.
I just was confused because when I hear Baltic, okay, like big, yes. I'm going to need to have a meal to get through this beer, like kind of thing.
I'm thinking like an imperial style.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. Right.
For sure.
I mean, and I'm thinking of like a huge amount of like malt and raisins and pruniness and like, and all the things that calls to my ancestors.
Borscht.
Yeah. And I'm what? Aren't Baltic porters also lagered?
Well, they can go either way.
They can go either way.
Me personally, I like the lagered version.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'd try this thing on nitro, see how it is.
But, yeah, that's
yeah.
I know nobody's doing nitro anymore, but
that would help me.
Yeah, it is. Well,
yeah, I don't know.
We'll try it again. I'm just confused. The whole can is confusing. I don't get it. It's a picture of a lady with milk squirts around her.
Well,
I'm just like,
maybe
like I did not see that as a
concept, but
I like that.
I don't know. It gives me like a Jimi Hendrix kind of moment.
It kind of gives me like a
60s.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of a reference to Clockwork Orange or?
Yeah, that's what I was the Corova milk bar.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm just not digging it.
What do you think, Reverend Mark?
Yeah, I think that it just is all over the map. I mean, it's if you just didn't give me a name for it and I just had to just from a blind taste.
If I was
taste,
just drinking, I'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
If I just said porter.
But like.
You know what I mean?
It's almost like when breweries try to, like, we're going to add 8 different hops to a beer. You know, why, you know, but it's
but this is only one. This is only one hop and it's Columbus.
What I'm saying,
right?
What I'm saying is it's a Baltic oatmeal, you know, whatever, lactose milk,
hot sauce.
Like, there's those things don't all kind of work together all the time.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
I know. And also 6.2 ABV is not real. It's in the middle range. And to me, if you're going to have layered, you know, kinds of things going on, you want it to be up there.
If you're going to do something like this, make it a big old thing. Yeah. So
yeah, like give me a 7.5.
Yeah.
10%.
10%. Yeah. Okay. We are going to rate the Corova Milk Porter a 2.
Probably better.
Maybe the half pipes are worth it. I mean, maybe that's just kind of what ties the
whole. Maybe they should just send us the peanut butter one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's an imperial version of this too, maybe.
Hey, I know I'm going to get hated at this table, but like, I just don't like peanut butter. I mean, like, I don't like dislike it, but like, I just, as an adjunct.
I mean, that doesn't make me hate you.
No, no.
I mean, it makes me dislike
like
you.
Like on toast fair. Or something?
No, like, I mean, like, I'll eat a Reese's peanut butter cup, but I'm not like one of these people that's like, man, I wish I had some peanut butter right now. Like, oh. All right, it's peanut butter. Hooray, let's go. Oh, like,
you're not a stoner.
And that whole, like, that hey, whole no, peanut butter whiskey stuff, butter. Like... Has anybody ever that peanut, the screwball, the peanut butter whiskey
no.
stuff? That sounds
no.
like a hate crime to me, frankly.
Oh, it is a hate
okay.
crime.
Okay, good. As long as they're on okay. the same.
However.
Uh-oh, wait, stop. No.
However.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid.
I had a cocktail recently that did a wash of the glass in the screwball.
Oh, man.
Which gave it an interesting kind of flavor. Didn't hate it. Didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Huh. Interesting that's... is like one of the best descriptors. Like, well, that was interesting. Yeah. You don't taste something like that every day.
Yeah. But see, I'll try anything twice.
Sure. So, oh, twice?
Twice. You might not like it the first time.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to send you for the rye aged and the absinthe. Yeah.
Let's do it. I'll do that. Peerless. Dude, let's go.
Go, we. Let's go.
Wow. Okay.
Ride or die.
That's right.
All right. Moving on, kids. Let's go again from Gnarly Barley. The Dorado Pale Lager. This one is 4.8% ABV. It's their ode to the lager brewing traditions of Mexico.
I thought
crisp,
this was
light
Port
body,
Orleans.
Golden lager with just a touch of sweetness.
This is Port Orleans.
Pardon?
I thought this was Port Orleans beer.
Hold yes, on, it is.
Oh,
yes, it
okay.
is. It is from Port Orleans.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
It's all
okay.
good.
Well, that's...
In New Orleans.
Sorry, okay. listeners.
New Orleans.
Sorry. I'm going by this. Sorry, I didn't notice. Okay. All right. Okay. So...
We started drinking at 6 o'clock.
This script was written
morning.
By yes. a blind person.
That's
so
true.
It's not on you.
One blind guy walks into a script writing
that's
session.
That's right.
Okay.
I like the can.
Yeah.
Can is
I'm
the
all
can
about
art
that.
Is kind of cool.
That's cool. The can art with the skull, the sugar
so
skull.
So they call it a Dios pale lager. It's really they were brewing their version.
But he's wearing
of
a luchador hat
of a Mexican lager.
Okay.
Like his mask, not a hat.
It could be a hat. Really big hat.
But isn't a Mexican
a full face hat.
A Mexican lager really a German lager? I mean,
yeah.
all
yes.
the Mexican
the
beers
most, yeah.
came
all
from.
All those got. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Every single one of those. Like I love. I got Dos Equis, you know. Mm-hmm.
Vienna,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's mm-hmm. I think the Germans came into Mexico after World War I.
That's correct.
And so
that's where that all that brewery culture came from.
Yeah. I like it.
I thought Germany owned Mexico for a while, right?
Those are darn times.
One of their leaders was a German guy. Did I make that up? No, that's real.
There's we're going to have to fact check this.
Yeah.
I'll fact have to check it.
I think we just got banned in Mexico. I mean, I feel like
and Germany.
If we mess this up.
All right. Well, somebody talk.
I think it's yeah, I liked it actually. And I'm really not a beer person anymore. I like that. I would buy a six pack of that and keep it in my fridge.
This is nice and easy.
Yeah,
this is
crushable.
I like
this. And I'm actually thinking, given the context of this being a fishing excursion, this would be the beer I'd be drinking really, really cold out in the middle. Yeah.
Perfect.
Of a very hot.
Get on the kayak or something.
Mm-hmm. And also, I love food pairings, right? So I feel like you could have some carnitas with this or, you know, again, just get some good Tex-Mex.
Dude.
Yeah, and it has this like the slightest hint of like a corny sweetness to it,
mm-hmm.
Which I think just like balances out the lageriness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Sorry, I just was.
It would go great with like a deep fried taco.
Deep fried taco.
Mm.
I forget what those are called.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So yeah,
delicious.
There you go.
So yeah, the corn part of it, of course. Connected to Mexico, but I also think of a pre-prohibition Pilsner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
sure.
It kind of has that aspect, too.
Sure.
Yeah, the crispness.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. And this is, I mean, and this is in New Orleans, so this is, you know, big city, big easy kind of.
And it does have some really nice can art, too.
Yeah, the cans are great. Very,
yeah.
very appealing. I like the color blue. The color blue they chose is, like, very appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
The website is, I mean, the website is interesting, and it's really showcasing the food that they have.
There you go. Yeah, this is a food beer. We need all of them already.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their food.
Can we get a to-go order?
Sure, right? Let's go. Yeah, they're DoorDash. Big into like many types of guacamole, and they have guacamole flights, as a matter of fact.
Many types of guacamole? Why don't we have that here right now?
What's our problem, right?
I know.
Yes.
You're actually not far from one of the best Hispanic restaurants. It's called Garden Fresh up there. Have you guys been there?
No.
It's a supermarket.
Oh yeah!
It's like two miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and then we're just like, I used to go in there for lunch every day, and get something. They had pupusas, which is like an El Salvadorian.
Yeah, Salvadorian.
Oh my god, man. I love pupusas.
Oh yeah, a good pupuseria, man.
They switched from pupusas to what's the word? It's not an enchilada.
Empanada.
Yeah, empanada. Oh, empanadas. That's it. Yeah, empanadas.
Ooh, nice. Great. Yeah, nice.
Well, dang it.
Well, anyways, so they've got a lot of tacos. I mean, many, many, many. They have some burgers too, but they're very like kid friendly, dog friendly. Like, to me, it's not just a tap room. This is really
like a family event.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, what do they say about the beer?
it goes well with the food.
Goes well with the food.
Oh well.
Yeah. So
it wins in my book.
I'm in. Yeah. Yeah,
plays a supporting role.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. But I think, I mean, as a true Mexican lager, this mm-hmm. is
it's perfect.
It's on, man.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liking it.
All right. Well, we are going to rate this, which is the Dorado Mexican style lager from Port Orleans, a 4.
Ding, ding, yay. Ding.
And we're done. We don't have anything else.
Well, that was a good show, guys.
That was great.
That was good.
So, quickly, before we get to our last thing.
Yeah.
Anyone have any stories of any...
failed beer runs?
Exactly.
Well, when I was moved here to this market back in the aughts...
By force?
No. The company I was with relocated me here. A national video game company, won't name names, but
Activision.
We were here for a training, and a few friends of mine ended up really wanting some delicious oat sodas, and so we stopped at a convenience store, and then we realized we didn't have a cooler, and then the person that was driving us abandoned us because we were taking too long.
So they left you at the store?
They left us at the store. We ended up finding some boxes and trash bags and made our own cooler out of boxes and trash bags and proceeded to crush every single beer that of all these cases of beer. We would just end up walking down out near the airport, finally going to our hotel, drinking a beer as we were walking along, just kind of staying hydrated and still somehow managed to be back at work the next morning to do a presentation.
Awesome. I hope you gave whoever ditched you a piece of your mind.
He was actually shocked to see us. He was like this like alpha dude that thought he was like, well, screw over these guys, and we still showed up like all clean cut, like nothing had happened the next morning, did a PowerPoint presentation. The look on his face was just like
foiled once again.
Parking his parking spot for the next week.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, quickly, let's get to from Urban South Brewery in New Orleans, the Juvie Juice Hard Iced Tea.
This was made in collaboration with the rapper Juvenile.
Yes, yes. So it's hard Arnold Palmer seltzer. Okay, but what's interesting is that the brewery, and it is a brewery that makes beer. Okay.
All right.
The guy that's the founder that started this spent a year in Europe.
No. They lost their right to get descriptions about this.
Yeah. This is.
You made this because you want to make a lot of money off of Juvenile's name.
That's right.
This is garbage.
Did this come in a juice box? Like, what the heck?
This is a questionable decision.
I was going to say that exactly.
We're going to rate this what? A 2?
Minus 5.
I think this is a 1.
Yeah.
What did I just drink? Wow.
Oh, God, I did it again.
Why
did I drink more of it?
Oops. Here, Lloyd, try the mustard.
Okay, so maybe just
don't trust a blind guy going into a liquor store.
I think we've all learned something today. I know I have.
Yeah. He had a winner with the Mexican lager in my book.
Yeah.
That's where the episode ended, actually. As a matter of fact, none of that other stuff ever happened.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We went down to the Christian Science Reading Room and started studying the word after that, actually.
This is going to do it for today. Good old boy Barger, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, and keep on smoking.
Oh, Reverend Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here.
Whew, good old boy Sparky.
I'm going to need some therapy now. But
no doubt. Good old boy Dave.
This is why fishing sucks.
I feel like that tea is giving me hot flashes. This is good old guy
Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.